Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Misinformation, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Our two teams today are St Fergal's National School and Park National School. And on St Fergal's team are Ronan O'Riordan, Michael Fitzgerald, Sarah Sexton and Mia Cunningham. And on the Park team are Cahill Murphy, Cuiva Brennan, Keelan Walsh and James Chidlow. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is the General Knowledge Round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round and we go to St Fergal's National School, and I'll start with you, Ronan. How many hours are there in 2 days?
48.
Correct. 2 points. Michael, what is a baby goat called?
A kid.
Correct. 2 points. Sarah, what is the name of Harry Potter's pet owl?
Confer.
Yeah.
Hedwig.
Correct. 1 point. And Mia, what is a baby frog called?
A tadpole.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you scored 7 points. And we go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Cahill. What is the name of Scooby-Doo's best friend?
Shaggy.
Correct. 2 points. So we go to you, Cuiva. If I was looking at the Eiffel Tower, which country would I be in?
France.
Correct. 2 points. Keelan, who discovered America?
Christopher Columbus.
Correct. 2 points. And James, in Sesame Street, which character lives in the rubbish bin?
Confer.
Yes.
Oscar. Oscar.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Well done. At the end of that round, you have 7 points.
Time for a fun fact.
English is the language of the air. This means that all pilots have to identify themselves and speak in English while flying, regardless of their origin.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. I'll start with you, Ronan. How many sides does a hexagon have?
6.
Correct. 2 points. Michael, what is 20% of 80?
Could you repeat that, please?
I will. What is 20% of 80?
I'll confer.
Yeah.
16.
Correct. 1 point. Sarah, if the radius of a circle is 6 centimetres, what is its diameter?
12 centimetres.
Correct. 2 points. And Mia, What is 90 divided by 3?
30.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you scored 7 points. We go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Cahill. Anne is 9. Her mother is 27 years older than her daughter. How old is Anne's mother? So Anne is 9. Her mother is 27 years older than her daughter. How old is Anne's mother?
36.
Correct. 2 points. Cuiva, what is 13 multiplied by 4?
52.
Correct. 2 points. Keelan, what is the area of a square with sides of 9 centimetres?
36.
Same, correct. It's 81 centimetres squared. And finally to you, James. If school books cost €1.50 and you need 3, how much will they cost in total?
€5.50.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's €4.50. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 4 points. So now we go to Misinformation, who will tell us the latest on the scores.
At the end of round two, Linda, the scores are St Fergal's 14 and Park National School 11.
Up next is the History or Geography round.
It's round three, our History and Geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth 1. I'll start with you, Ronan. Which continent did Christopher Columbus accidentally discover?
America.
Correct. 2 points. Michael, who was Cleopatra?
I'll confer.
Yeah.
A pharaoh?
I can't take that, I'm afraid. She was an Egyptian queen. Sarah, what is the capital city of Belgium?
Brussels.
Correct. 2 points. And Mia, which river flows through Paris?
I'll confer.
Yes.
The Seine.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. And we go to Park National School, and I'll start with you, Cahill. What is the capital of Norway?
Oslo.
Correct. 2 points. Cuiva, in what province would you find Galway?
Connacht.
Correct. 2 points. Keelan, in what year did the Irish Civil War break out?
Confer.
Yep.
1922.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. And James, where in the world would you find the city Sydney?
Australia.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. So at the end of the History and Geography round, Misinformation, what are the scores?
Well, at the end of round three, the scores are St Fergal's 19 and Park National School are 18. Now it's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
It's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there is 8 points up for grabs. So St Fergal's National School, here is your medley of songs.
Ra, ra, ah, 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 rum, 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 rum.
Thank you. Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen.
Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whatever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known.
So Sarah, I'll go to you. I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, please.
Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Correct. 2 points.
Sky Full of Stars.
Yeah. Do you have the name of the artist?
No.
Okay. Sky Full of Stars is correct. The artist is Coldplay. So that's 1 point.
Let It Go by Indiana Manzo.
Correct. 2 points.
Break My Heart, Dua Lipa.
Correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. And we go to Park National School, and here is your medley of songs.
Passing every red light, I know I'm in over my head. A rebel that I don't hide. Remember all the words that you said. Even if the love was hurting, I'll be yours, I'll be yours again. I can feel that fire's burning. Give me more. So tell me what you feel.
This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart.
I heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies, you know it.
Getting in trouble, lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
So we need the name of the artist and the name of the song. I'll go to you, Keila.
We didn't get the first one.
Okay, so the name of the song is Your Love and the artist was ATB. Okay.
And the second one is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Correct. 2 points.
Third one is Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Miley Cyrus.
Correct. 2 points.
And the fourth one is Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
Correct. 2 points. Well done. 6 points at the end of that round. So over to you, Miss Information, for an update on the latest scores.
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, St Fergal's are 26 and Park are 24.
Up next, the spelling round.
On to round 5 and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets 2 words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. So Ronan, I'll go to you first. Your first word is entertain.
E-N-T-E-R-T-A-I-N.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is picture.
P-I-C-T-U-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. Michael, your first word is pleasure.
P-L-E-A-S-U-R-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is scent, as in the smell of something. Scent.
S-C-E-N-T.
Correct. 1 point. Sarah, your first word is damage.
D-A-M-A-G-E.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is calculator.
C-A-L-C-U-L-A-T-O-R.
Correct. 1 point. Mia, your first word is locket.
L-O-C-K-E-T.
Correct. Your second word is slay.
S-L-A-Y.
That's correct. 1 point. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 8 points. And we'll go to Park National School. And I'll start with you, Cathal. Your first word is history.
H-I-S-T-O-R-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is blush.
B-L-U-S-H.
Correct. 1 point. Quiva, your first word is soccer.
S-O-C-C-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is jockey.
J-O-C-K-E-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Keelan, your first word is reform.
R-E-F-O-R-M.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is economy.
E-C-O-N-O-M-Y.
Correct. 1 point. James, your first word is height.
H-E-I-G-H-T.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is lent.
L-E-N-G-H-T.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's L-E-N-G-T-H. But well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. So, Miss Information, what are the scores as we head into the sports round?
At the end of that round, Linda, St Fergal's are 34 and Park National School are 31.
Here's another fun fact.
Did you know that schoolmaster is an anagram of the classroom?
Up next, the sports round.
This is the final round that the students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. And we go to St Fergal's National School and I'll start with you, Ronan. Bernd Leno and Aaron Ramsdale are goalkeepers for which English club?
Confer.
Yep.
Arsenal.
Arsenal. Correct. That's 1 point. Over to you, Michael. Which of the following sports does not use a ball? Tennis, squash, badminton or golf?
Badminton.
Correct. 2 points. Sarah, which GAA county is nicknamed the Kingdom?
Confer.
Yeah.
Kerry.
Correct. 1 point. Mia, which race course is the Grand National run on?
Confer.
Yeah.
Grand National, wait, we answered this question. Could you please repeat the question?
Which race course is the Grand National run on?
London?
No, I'm afraid the correct answer is Aintree. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 4 points. Park National School, and I'll start with you, Cathal. What sport does Padraig Harrington play?
Confer.
Yeah.
Golf.
Correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Caoimhe, in what sport would you use a cue?
Pool.
I'll take that. 2 points. Caoimhe, in what country is the Super Bowl held?
United States.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to you, James. Name the Irish jockey that comes from Youghal.
Confer.
Yep.
David Russell.
Correct. 1 point. Well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. So what are the scores at the end of round six, Miss Information?
Well, Linda, at the end of that round, St Fergal's are 38 and Park National School are 37.
Now it's time for the one and only Teacher's Round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far, and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round seven, the Teacher's Round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have covered. General knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points and there will be no conferring in this round. Representing St Fergal's National School is Mr O'Halloran. Mr O'Halloran, are you ready?
Yep.
First question, general knowledge. What is the chemical symbol for silver, Ag or Ai?
Ag.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 14 multiplied by 11?
154.
Correct. 2 points. History. In what year did the Second World War end?
1945.
Correct. 2 points. Music. From what film is the hit single Shallow, featuring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper from?
No, I'll have to pass it.
The correct answer is A Star Is Born. Spell experiencing.
Experiencing.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's experiencing. And your final question, sports. Which sport involves tucks and pikes?
Gymnastics.
That's correct. 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 8 points. Park National School, and we'll start with Miss O'Grady. General knowledge. When did Big Brother first air on Channel 4? Was it 2000 or 2001?
2000.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 144 divided by 12 and then add 24?
Could you repeat the question, please?
I can. What is 144 divided by 12 and then add 24?
36.
Correct. 2 points. History. In which century was the Battle of the Boyne? Was it in the 17th century or the 18th century?
I'm going to go with the 17th century.
Correct. 2 points. Music. In what decade was pop icon Madonna born?
Yeah, she was born in the 50s.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell government.
Government is G-O-V-E-R-N-M-E-N-T.
Correct. 2 points. And finally to sport. Which English snooker player is nicknamed the Rocket?
I don't know that question.
The correct answer is Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 10 points. And that completes our Brain Blaster matchup between St Fergal's and Park National School. Misinformation, what were the final scores?
The final scores, Linda, are St Fergal's 46 and Park are 47.
So congratulations to Park National School and well done to our runners-up St Fergal's. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster champions.
Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Y'all production. Supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.